You're about to listen to a message from Every Nation Church Midrand, the place where people come to be changed and discipled to transform society.
Good to be back. Good to see you. Hallelujah. We've been away for 2 weeks now. But yeah. We had a powerful time in powerful Passover conference in Kempton Park. And then after that, we were at Bramley. Yes. And we're here. It's good to be home. Wonderful. Glory to Jesus. Have you been trusting God for wonders? Have you been pressing in? Have you been believing God? Yes? Or are you shy? Are you shy to believe God? Are you shy to trust God? You trust Him all the way. All the way. Don't allow anybody to talk you out of believing God. Are you hearing me? Don't allow anybody to talk you out of trusting God. Don't allow it. Yeah. Sometimes people, their love for you might not be sanctified. And because it is not sanctified, Satan can use it. Do you understand? Yeah. If somebody's love for you is not sanctified, they might want to prevent you from taking certain steps that God wants you to take. And it's not that they are wicked people. It's just that their love is not sanctified. So they will stop you from obeying God. They will stop you from trusting God. They will stop you from taking the step you're supposed to take. Case in point, Peter. Yes? In Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus came to the disciples and said, "Who do men say that I am?" They say, some say John the Baptist. Some say Jeremiah, Elijah, one of the prophets. Then Jesus turns to them and says, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus was so impressed. He says, "Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you." He says, yeah. He said, "Blessed are you, Simon, bar Jonah. For flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Okay. How many people know that that's impressive? Yeah, that's impressive. When everybody else is saying, "No, you are John the Baptist, you are one of the prophets, you are Elijah, you are whatever." And then he turns to his own disciples. And Peter immediately says, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." And so it was impressive. And Jesus immediately affirmed Peter. He affirmed Peter and affirmed the source of that information. He says, "From the Father." So Peter, you've been able to connect with the Father. And then after that, Jesus began to tell them of how he's going to die. And Peter, like, no. This one, I wasn't told this. Since I'm already now plugged to the Father, so this one is not part of the plan. So he takes Jesus aside. And he begins to rebuke Jesus. Look at verse 22. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you. How many people know that Peter loved Jesus? He loved Jesus. If he didn't love Jesus, he will not forsake all to follow Jesus. He abandoned everything. Left everything. Left his fishing business. Left everything to follow Jesus. Going all over the place with Jesus. So he was talking not because he didn't like Jesus. He loved Jesus, but his love for Jesus was not sanctified. His love for Jesus was not under lordship. Then look at what Jesus says. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me. For you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." He said, "Hello, Jesus, this is Peter talking, the one that loves you. You're calling me Satan? How is that possible? How can I? Am I not the one that just revealed who you are? And now I have become Satan?" But that is to tell you the nature of humanity. So you must be careful. Okay? You must be careful who speaks into your life. I'm telling you. And you must know when the right person starts speaking the wrong things. Hallelujah. And so this morning I want to share with you what I call the wonders of hearing. Somebody say the wonders of hearing. Yes. It's important. You need to know how to hear God. We're living in a time and an age whereby hearing God is critical. It is a critical life skill that you need to develop. Okay? Yeah. It's a survival skill. Because if you don't develop this capacity and this ability, it's going to cost you much more than you imagine. What if Jesus did not have the ability to hear God? Then when Peter said that, what if he had received it the same way he received what Peter said prior to this? You see? Yeah. So it's important for us to develop and mature when it comes to hearing God. It's important. It's very important. It is extremely important. It's more important today than it was 10 years ago. And it's going to be more important in 10 years' time. So every day is going to get more critical for you to know how to hear God. All right. So, let's go into some scriptures. Jesus made a statement. In John chapter 10. Let's look at John chapter 10. We'll We'll start from there, and then we'll look at some maybe Old Testament scriptures. He says, my sheep, hear my voice. Yes? John chapter 10, verse 27, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. Hallelujah. Amen. And they follow me. My sheep, what? Hear my voice. You know, in those days, as the farmers come together, the shepherds with their sheep, they'll bring their sheep to the river to drink water. And all the sheep, let's say if there are 10 different shepherds, all of them with their sheep come to the same river. All the sheep start drinking water. Okay? And they mix themselves. They are mingled. When it's time to leave, the shepherd raises his voice. He makes a sound. Hallelujah. He makes a sound. The moment he makes a sound, his own sheep begin to follow. The other shepherd makes a sound, his own sheep follow. Do you get my point? So, the fact that all of them come to the river at the same time does not mean that the sheep are confused. Yeah, it doesn't mean that they are confused. He didn't say, oh my God, no, you wait, let mine finish drinking first. Before you come, hold it there. No, there's no need for that. Because a true shepherd, the sheep should know the voice of their shepherd. They should know. Even if the shepherd just whistles, they should know the whistle of their shepherd. And they follow. So that's what Jesus is telling us here. He says, my sheep hear my voice. How many sheep do we have in the house? Let me see. Yes. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. I'm not confused. I don't mix them up with the sheep of the other shepherd. I don't confuse them. I know my sheep. They hear my voice and I know them. Hallelujah. So we are living in a time now that there's a lot of blending. There's a lot of mixture. But his sheep know his voice. And he knows them. He knows his sheep. There are some that look like his sheep, but he knows they are not his sheep. There are some that sound like his sheep, but he knows that they are not his sheep. There are some that behave like his sheep, but he knows that they are not his sheep. He is not confused about his sheep. Hallelujah. So, the ability to hear, you need to have the wonders of hearing. Because if you don't, you might mix with the wrong fold. Because when the shepherd raises his voice, and then the other shepherd raises his voice, you get confused. You say, oh, which one now? Okay, let's throw a coin. Head or shoulders? Head or tails? I say head or shoulder. I use head and shoulder this morning, so to wash my hair. Hallelujah. So you throw it up, head or tails, and then it drops. You tell yourself, it's going to be head. Boom. Okay, I'm going this way. Some Christians are still living like that. They want to know what is the right decision to make. Okay, Lord Jesus, I'm going to throw this coin. If it lands on the head, I know that it is your will. And what you don't realize is that the devil can turn the coin to land on the direction that will mislead you. So you can't depend on those things. But you can depend on his voice. Hallelujah. You can depend on his voice. My sheep know my voice. And I know them. Not only that, they follow me. They follow me. And now you understand why the psalmist in Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. He says, I shall not want. Right? He does what? He leads me beside the still waters. So, he is my shepherd. I shall not want means I shall not what? Lack. That's what it means. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So in other words, if we want to get out of lack, we need the wonders of hearing. Amen. Why? Because the shepherd's leading does not take us into lack. He takes us out of lack. Amen? Yeah. So sometimes we get it right, sometimes we get it wrong, but we need to develop to get to a point that we get it right all the time. All the time. But I want you to notice something. He says, my sheep hear my voice. It doesn't say my lambs hear my voice. What is a lamb? It's a baby sheep. So if you refuse to grow spiritually, that means you are not really a sheep yet. So this promise is not for lambs. It's for sheep. Turn to someone and say, grow up quickly. Yeah. Yeah. If you cannot hear his voice, it means that you are still a lamb. Yeah. That's what it means. So you don't become a sheep by confession. You become a sheep by growth. You become a sheep by growth. Yeah. So it's time to grow up. If you don't take your spiritual life seriously, if you don't take spiritual growth seriously, you remain a lamb and then, you're at the mercy of the coin. Should I travel? Should I not? Okay, let's throw the coin. Boom. Sheep don't live like that. Lambs live like that, and that's why sometimes some lambs don't survive. When the predator comes, and the sheep is calling, everybody, come! The sheep immediately know, and they follow. the lamb. He's just hearing sound. He doesn't know who is who. You see, he can't discern. So what's the remedy for the lamb? Grow up. And in the meantime, before you grow up, what happens? Follow the sheep. That's right. That's right. Follow the sheep. Identify true sheep. If you're a lamb, identify true sheep. So because the true sheep know the voice of the shepherd, the lamb, if he's connected to the sheep, he will follow the shepherd. You see, that's how it works. But if you just follow everything that moves, there's a lot of movement going on. We can't live like that. Don't let someone say we can't live like that. There's a better way to live. Yeah, it's a better way to live. My sheep know my voice. So, but how do we learn his voice? How do we? God has diverse ways of speaking. Okay? Diverse ways of communicating. Okay, let's look at a scripture, Psalm 40. Let's look at Psalm 40. Whoa. Let's look at Psalm 40. Powerful scripture here. Verse 5. Let's read from verse 5. It says, many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works. Yes? Many are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. Can't even try. Don't even begin. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Do you have NLT? How does the NLT put that? Okay. It says, O Lord my God, you have performed what? Many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. Ha, I love that. Come on, say he has no equal. He says, if I try to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. Say the wonders of hearing. The wonders of hearing. Hallelujah. There are too many wonders. Too many wonders. God has too many wonders. Eternity cannot finish them. Think about it. How old are you now? If every day God did 1,000 wonders in your life, 1,000 different types of wonders, by the end of your life, there will still be too many wonders to be done. Too many. Amen? Yeah. So then, look at the next verse. It says, sacrifice and offering you did not desire. He says, my ears you have opened. Hallelujah. Somebody say, open my ears, Lord. So ears need to be open. I hope you know he's not talking about physical ears here. He says, my ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Ha. my ears you have opened. You know, in the Hebrew, let me see. Yeah, let me. In the Hebrew, when it says, my ears you have opened, the word there is kara, which means to dig. Hello? To dig. So, my ears you have dug. How is that? Yeah. So God needs to do a work. Dig through your flesh. Dig through the dirt. Dig through. And then bring the capacity to hear. Bring it forth. You know? It means to excavate. It's a mining term. That's mining language. And he's talking about hearing. He's talking about hearing, and yet he's using mining terminology. So in other words, it doesn't lie on the surface. It requires some core drilling. You know? It's what they call core drilling. Mining guys, is there anybody here mining? Come on. Oh, God, bring them here. Where are they, Lord? I need some miners in this house. Yeah, there's what they call core drilling. They drill, they put that thing. It can go up to 1,000 meters. And then it brings out everything. And then you are able to assess, and you can tell the minerals that are there. Okay, you can see, oh, there's so much zinc here, there's so much lead, you know, there's some gold, there's some, you know, you can see. Once they drill it, then it now shows you everything. Then you can now use that to assess and do your calculations and then determine whether you can invest there or not. So God needs to drill through all the garbage that we have heaped up throughout our lifetime to bring out the hearing ear. Interesting. Hey, say, Lord, open my ears. Yeah. So God needs to, there's something that is blocking the hearing that needs to be removed. So we need that capacity. We need that capacity. And there are levels in hearing. There are different types of hearing. Yeah. One thing I know is that I have a wife who knows how to hear. Yeah. But I remember how it began. And I've shared the story many times, how it began. Because when we met and we were in courtship, she used to say to me, why is it that you keep saying, God said to you, every time God said to you, why is he not talking to me? Why is he only talking to you? I said, I don't know. It's your fault. I said, it's your fault. He's your father. You have a right to hear him. And I said, there's no gift of hearing God. Yeah, you have to hear him. It's up to you. And I was basing that on a scripture in Matthew chapter 7 where it says, seek, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. So I said to her, listen, go and lock yourself in the room and tell the Lord, if you don't speak to me, I'm not leaving this room. Very simple instruction, right? I mean, This is very simple. Just do it. Some days later, she comes to me. She says, I did it. It didn't work. And I've even forgotten. I say, you did what? And then you said, if I lock myself in the room and I pray and I ask him to speak to me, he will speak to me. I did it and he didn't speak. Then I said to her, why are you here? If you really did it, you should still be there. Waiting for him to speak. There's a lot of drilling that was taking place. A lot of drilling. It had not yet hit. You know, it had not yet hit the place where the ear can now pop. So the drilling was still going on. Some people, They overburden. The overburden of the minerals is too low, it's too deep. You have to drill up to 1,000 meters before you get it. But there are some other people, theirs is just 10 meters. You drill 10 meters and boop, it's open. Yeah. So if you are supposed to be there for 30 days, if the drilling, your drilling requires 30 days, then you wait. Yeah. So she said, I tried it, it didn't work. I said, you better go back and do it. And she went back. And some of you can't even handle those kind of instructions. You just get offended and just say, who do you think you are? How can you talk to me like that? You know? But she went and she did it. And then one day, I had even forgotten. She comes. She knocks on the door. I open the door. She opens the door and she says, he spoke, he spoke. And I'm like, who spoke? He said, God spoke to me. I said, what did he say? She told me. I said, nah, that's not God. She got furious. How can you say it's not God? No, I'm sure. I'm 100% sure. I know it is God because... Then I just knew immediately the Holy Spirit bore witness in my spirit that she has heard. So from that day, she started hearing. Hallelujah. She started hearing. Sometimes God will speak to her, give him your salary. Come on. I'm telling you, the wonders of hearing. Hey. Yeah. And I'm telling you, it will be at a time that is so critical for me. So the Lord will tell her, remove your tithe, remove your rent, and what else? Maybe it's some transport. And then give him the rest. And she'll give me and say, thank you. Yeah. But guess what? Some people can't hear such instructions today. I'm telling you. Yeah. Can't hear those kind of instructions. No. The dirt is too much. There's need for more drilling. Too much dirt. One time I was traveling to Leicester to go and minister, and I had no money. I said, okay. It's an adventure working with God, I tell you. So, and she escorted me to a train station. I think we're at Victoria Station or so. I was there, and on the queue, I'm on the queue to buy the ticket. But I had no money. Why? Because the Lord told me he would provide. So I went with that word. And I'm standing on the queue, and we're busy talking, chatting, you know. And the queue is moving. And we're talking. Then at some point, the Lord said to her, and she had received her salary that day. Makatos keneminda. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes. And Lord said, remove your rent, remove this, remove that, and give him the rest. And then she did that quickly. She gave it to me. Oh, I said, oh, thank you. Then I counted. And by the time she did that, it was now my turn. So immediately I had money to pay. And I paid. And she saw that I didn't bring out money from my pocket. And she said to me, didn't you have money? And I said, no. She said, what is wrong with you? I said, no, the Lord told me he would provide. So I was walking on the word. Hey! I mean, she just like, this guy is strange. How many of you will still marry that kind of person? Yeah, but I'm telling you my story. You know? So, when I say I know someone that has the wonders of hearing, I have a testimony. And one of the things the Lord told me before I got married, he said to me, what I'm going to use you to do in her life is going to be an example of what I will use you to do in the lives of others. So to me, that was a proof of my calling. You get my point? Yeah. So, and recently, I just woke up in the morning, early in the morning. As I woke up, I just heard the voice of the Lord concerning her. He says, she has entered into another level of hearing. So I shook and I said, hey. I said to her, you've entered another level of hearing. You remember that? That's right. Turn to someone and say, there are levels. There are levels. Yeah. I'm teaching you things that will, this is a life skill that will help you for the rest of your life. And you will not make dumb decisions that will cost you too much. The wonders of hearing. Now, stop looking for voices. Don't look for voices. Turn to someone, say, don't look for voices. Touch somebody. Say, did you hear? Pull your ear. Tell the person, did you hear? Did you hear? Stop looking for voices. Yeah. Because there are people who are looking for voices and are in institution. They're hearing voices. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about hearing the voice of your shepherd. Hallelujah. Wonders of hearing. Many Christians are confused because they've not developed this skill. So any voice that makes sense, they will follow. What a tragedy. What a disaster. They just know the voice of their feelings. They only know the voice of logic. How many people know that what I did at that train station was not logical? It's not logical. And I'm not saying you should go and do it. If you do it, you are on your own. I did it because I heard the voice of my shepherd. If you didn't hear the voice of the shepherd and you do it, you are on your own. You determine the outcome. Wonders of hearing. Say, Lord, open my ears. I want to hear your voice. I want to know your voice. I want to recognize your voice at all times. Amen. You won't be confused. Amen. You won't be deceived. You won't be misled. If you develop this, I'm telling you, you will not. Yeah. You won't marry the wrong person. Huh? Say, he looks cool. And you don't know it's a wolf that has the appearance of a sheep. Wolves don't eat grass. Hello? Wolves don't eat grass. What do they eat? They eat sheep. Because these days, with the advancement of technology, wolves can appear like sheep. With AI. All things are possible with AI. Artificial intelligence. Ace. I tell you. But there is safety. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Don't you love your shepherd? Once his voice is there, you are safe. Once you can hear him, you are safe. You can take the most crazy step because you've heard him. When he told Peter, when Peter said, Lord, if you are the one, ask me to come. He was walking on water. And Jesus says, come. And Peter steps out of the boat and he's walking. Wow. This is happening. Real. For real, I'm walking on water. Voice of the shepherd. So I pray that the Lord will open your ears to hear him, that you will know his voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's in closing, let's look at Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 50. My Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory. Let's read from verse 4. It says, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? It's like me, the way I talk, you think I'm so learned, isn't it? I sound like a learned person. Right? It's the Lord that has given me this tongue. I'm not really that learned, but I have the tongue of the learned. That I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. Hallelujah. How many times have you heard me speak when you are weary and you feel refreshed? Come on. Let me see those. You see? All glory to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But look at what he says. I love what he says here. Look at, he says, he awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
Amen.
I'm telling you, this happens literally to me. Yeah. And it can happen to you as well.
Amen.
He awakens me morning by morning. I wake up into his voice. Hallelujah. Wake up in the morning and just... You just drops. He awakens my ear. So I'm sleeping, but my ear is not sleeping. Hallelujah. May your ear be awakened. So you will hear him morning by morning. Morning by morning. Expect God. Expect to hear your shepherd. Morning by morning, expect him to awaken your voice, your ear, to his voice. You will wake up and just hear him. If the enemy has planned something for you that day, as you wake up, your shepherd will tell you this. Watch out for this. Avoid this. Be careful of this. Morning by morning, it's part of your inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For giving your life to Jesus, that's one of the benefits. He awakens my ear morning by morning. Hallelujah. And look at the verse 5. He says, the Lord has opened my ear. Say, Lord, open my ear.
Lord, open my ear.
Hallelujah. He has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. I will not be rebellious. Lord, open my ear. Help me to hear your voice. Help me to hear you. Help me to wake up. Wake up to awaken to your voice. Lord, my God. In the name of Jesus, I want to hear you concerning my career. I want to hear you concerning my relationships. I want to hear you concerning my calling. I want to hear you concerning my business. I want to hear you concerning my family. In the name of Jesus, He awakens my ear. He opens my ear. He digs through the dirt and he brings out a hearing ear. Isn't it interesting that you look at even your ear, your physical ear, it looks like it was dug into. It looks like God dug into your head. Hallelujah. And to open a place there. So that you can develop a hearing ear. That's why you're hearing. So what he did physically, you were dirt. You were just dirt. When he formed you, in your mother's womb, you were just dirt. And he dug through that dirt. He opened that place. He put the organs of hearing into that ear. And then you woke up. When you came out, you could hear. Even from your mother's womb, you could hear the voice of your mother. Hallelujah. He awakens my ear. May the Lord awaken your ear. May the Lord open your ear. I declare the wonders of hearing over you. In the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of deafness in the name of Jesus. Every deafness I rebuke, I curse every deafness in the name of Jesus. Let every deaf ear be open, pop open in the name of Jesus. Be open in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. My time is up. Let's just begin to bless the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise. Lord, I declare the wonders of hearing over your people right now. Open the ears of your people. Lord God, some of us, oh Lord, it's not yet clear. It's not yet clear enough. Lord God, let there be clarity of hearing. Sometimes it's distorted. Sometimes it's distorted for some people. Oh Lord God, some people, oh God, they are so confused because of the many voices. Mighty God, Kanenda Bados Tenemisto, in the name of Jesus, I declare the wonders of hearing for God's people right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. I give you glory. Oh, Lord, my God. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you will hear the voice of your shepherd. You will hear the voice of your shepherd. The voice of a stranger you will not follow. In the name of Jesus, I silence every voice of a stranger in your life. In the name of Jesus, every voice of confusion you will not hear. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you will be deaf to the voice of a stranger, and your ears will be open to the voice of your shepherd. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. I give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
This ministry has come to you live from Every Nation Midrand. For other life-changing messages and more information, log on to www.everynationmidrand.org.